Why We Refuse Gifts. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Why we refuse gifts. It's so difficult to give a gift. So many times we give gifts and people say, oh, no, you don't have to do that. That was not necessary. I'm just fine, thank you. No, you don't have to do that. And people want to give gifts because they want to share. They want to tell us how much they like us. They want to have us enjoy with them the abundance that they have. And this is a very lovely thing. But why is it that we refuse these gifts? Well, we refuse these gifts primarily because we think, first of all, we're not worthy of them. We're not worthy to receive a gift from another person. We're not worthy to receive a gift that says, I like you. To receive a gift that says, I appreciate you. To receive a gift that says, you're a wonderful person. Now the gift does not have to be anything spectacular. The gift does not have to be anything monetarily of great worth. It can be a very simple thing like, hey, you're wonderful. That's a real gift, isn't it? Just imagine if people would go around the world saying, hey, you're wonderful. Hey, you're fantastic. Hey, I like you. Hey, you're a great person. Hey, it's a joy to be with you. Hey, you know, every time I'm in your presence, I just feel such a goodness. You know, you're a fantastic person. I like you. Now, that's a gift. One of the most difficult ones to accept. And it's difficult to accept because we have to realize that that person, whether they are meaning it or not, and presumably they're meaning it, they're seeing in us the beautiful and good things that we are. Now, in their presence, we can never do a bad thing. We can never do a wrong thing. And even if we have a wrong thought, we cannot have it in their presence, because in their presence, they see us as beautiful and good and wonderful. How many people have you seen like that? How many people have you gone around the world and you looked at everybody? I always like to use Ellen as a reference, because wherever Ellen goes, she has a smile on her face. Wherever she goes, she brings smile, joy, appreciation, delight, sincerity, and goodness out of other people, because that's what she has in herself. She looks at other people, and they look at her, and they say, my, you're very nice. Thank you. Thank you. That was very thoughtful. Oh, you were very wonderful. And Ellen hasn't done anything that she considers to be so spectacular. She's just been herself and having fun. And, of course, that is the real aspect. When we are ourselves and have fun, then people are readily acceptable to all the joy that we want to share with them, all the gifts that we want to share with them. Now, what sort of gift do you want to share with your world? Do you want to share the gift with your world that you are appreciative of what that world is and who these people are? Do you want to share with your world that you think your world's a pretty wonderful world and filled with very exceptional, delightful, fantastic people? If that's what you want to share, then, of course, that's what you are. And when you give it to another person, do not be surprised that they want to give it back. Not that they want to give you the house that you gave them, or the car that you gave them, or the ring that you gave them, or the thing that you gave them, but they want to give you the feeling that you gave them and share it back again with you and say, yes, that's true. You say, you're a wonderful person. And the person says to you, thank you. You're very wonderful too. I really like being around you. Now they're not being sarcastic about this in any way. They're fully meaning that they like being around you, because it's a mutual thing. We talk about the mutual admiration society, where people say good things to each other. Well, wow, how wonderful that is. Don't knock it, ever. when people are going around complimenting each other, and even if they try to one-upmanship each other by complimenting each other better than the other one did, don't knock it. It's a good direction to go. It's a good area to go. Why we refuse our gifts, it's so hard to know. That's a gift. Now, when you see people in a mutual admiration society, join the society. Join their company. Join their happiness. Join their sharing. Ellen, you're a very lovely and a very thoughtful person. Thank you. I think that you are too. I know I enjoy it so much. And you know, have you noticed how Sylvia is such a loving and caring person? She's always out doing something nice for somebody and bringing smiles to people's face. Oh yeah, Sylvia does do that. Sylvia, you are really quite a lovely person. And Sylvia says, well, it's your reflection, of course. But I like doing that, and I notice you like doing that too. It's kind of fun to do it, isn't it? And I say, well, yes, it is. But you know that Ingeborg? Oh, that Ingeborg. When Ingeborg can have a kitten crawling across her shoulder, she is in paradise. And she just thinks that's so wonderful. And that big smile on her face is so big and so lovely and so thoughtful. And Ingeborg thinks happy thoughts about everybody and everything when she's got that kitten crawling across her shoulder. Well, so does Sylvia. When Sylvia has a kitten crawling across her shoulder or sitting on her breast, she thinks, oh my, I'm in paradise. And the kitten says, hey, you think you're in paradise? I'm in paradise. I'm crawling across Ingeborg's shoulder. I'm on Sylvia's breast. I'm tickling Ellen in the nose with my tail. Yes, I am. Oh, I am so happy. And Ellen said, aren't these wonderful kitties? These are just such wonderful kittens. You see, you say, well, that's a mutual admiration society that's easy to join and it's easy to be part of, but not really. You see, whenever you see it going on, join it. Whenever you see anything that is happiness going on, join it. Whenever you feel good about it, join it. I'm in the process right now of training Rex to be a loving, gentle dog with kittens. I want him to like kittens for what they are, and he does. He stands there and wags his tail as he watches them run around, and he runs over to them and smells them and wants to pick them up. And I say, no, don't pick them up. I want you first to learn to be gentle, not to go at them and think that they're just your size, because they're the size of your paw. They're not your size, Rex. Just be gentle. So as I talk to Rex, I keep saying, gentle. And the kittens run around Rex's feet. They run over his tail. They run on his nose. They run up and down his back. They have no fear whatsoever of Rex. They don't know that his big paw, if he puts it down a little too heavy, it can hurt. I know. He puts it on my back of my hand sometimes, and he says, hey, Dad, pet me. And when he pulls it away, there's a roughness on the bottom of his skin, on his paw, and it scratches me and rips open my skin. And that's tough. Now, he's not doing that out of meanness. He's doing it out of love, but he doesn't know how that feels. Now, if he pushes his paw forward on that back of my hand, and that'd be just fine. But when he pulls it toward him on the back of my hand, that is making those little sharp edges come out for that holds him when he's climbing rocks and things like that. But my hand is not a rock. But he's doing it out of love. So I just say, Rex, be gentle now, gentle. But he wants to lay his head on my shoulder, lay his head on my tummy, lay his head in my lap. He wants to be close. He wants to be part of it. Now, so I turn my head and I lay it on his head, and I say, Rex, you are so nice. You are so wonderful. And so as Rex plays with the kittens, I say, Rex, be gentle. Well, this morning, he had about a 20-minute time running around the Hermitage here, going under chairs, under the bed, under everything, around things, and the three little kittens were running all over the place, just having the time of their life. They were out of their house, and they were down on the floor, and they were having all sorts of new adventures, new sights, new smells, new experiences, and just delighting it to the nth degree. Well, Rex delighted with them. And then I said, Rex, time for me to put the kittens back in their house. And so I went around collecting kittens. And I picked up one, and I picked up another. And then I wanted to pick up the third, and Rex would start a little game again. And they'd be running around. And I said, Rex, I've got to put that guy away. Now just relax. And so finally I had to say the magic words to Rex. Rex, sit down. And so Rex sat down. And the cat came over to him and smelled Rex's nose. And I said, thank you, Rex. And I reached down and took the cat and put it in my arms with the other two kittens, put them in their house, and Rex came over and he said, say, Dad, that's fun. I'm glad you're introducing me to these cats. I never knew that little critters like that could be fun. I always thought they had to be my size, and if they're little, I had to chase them, like a squirrel or a rabbit or something like that. But these cats are kind of nice. These cats are kind of wonderful. Well, Rex is learning how to receive gifts. Rex is learning how to receive the friendship of new creatures. And as Rex is learning this, I'm learning how to teach him to learn how to receive the gift of new friends. And it's not a matter of hollering at Rex, not a matter of, and it's just a matter of, Rex, sit. Rex, relax. Rex, peace. Rex, gentle, gentle, gentle. And he is so gentle. He is so wonderful. The kittens have no fear of him whatsoever, even when his big paws are right next to them and they're as big as they are. And it's a wonderful thing. Why do some people refuse gifts? Why, the kittens, they're not refusing the gift of Rex's love. Oh, they are running around because that's their nature and they want him to run around with them, and he does. But people sometimes refuse him. And really, I think love and gifts should be equated as part of the Mutual Admiration Society project. Whenever a person gives us a gift, we immediately say, thank you. When they give us a gift that we have absolutely no use for, we still say, thank you. That was very thoughtful of you. And we have the perfect right to take that gift and pass it on, or throw it away, or put it in a cupboard, or never look at it again another day. It's all up to us. When we learn how to receive gifts, we'll find that the channel between us and the experience is very wide open. Things don't have to come to us from the outer, but the good feelings come to us from our inner, and then we circulate them in our outer, in our world, in our creation, and it's a wonderful, glorious thing. People refuse gifts because they haven't really learned to love themselves. They haven't learned to be part of the Mutual Admiration Society. They haven't learned to be part of the world that says all is good and very good. Today, you and I, we can learn to be good and very good. We can learn to re-enlist our membership in the Mutual Admiration Society. Today, we can begin to flood the world with our gifts of love and joy and peace and harmony. And in that same light, the world will be flooding us with gifts of love and joy and peace and harmony in the measure that we are able to give it out, but more in the measure that we are able to receive it. Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.